Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. I know what you've been waiting for, and you know what you've been waiting for, too. Let's hope they cross over. What I think you've been waiting for is some merch from The Last Post. Merch is short for merchandise in the industry. We call it the IND. We don't. If you want some Last Post merch, we have done an exclusive promotional deal with the Rock/Island 2020 presidential campaign to bring you some campaign t-shirts. Rock/Island 2020. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on the merch button to buy our merch or merchandise if you're not in the IND. Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. I am your host, Alice Fraser. Not the Alice Fraser you usually listen to, the Alice Fraser from this dimension. As you know, I get these episodes into my inbox every day through a glitch in the space-time continuum, which brings you a daily dose of the freshest news from a slightly alternate dimension. For listeners who can't keep up with a daily dose of breathtaking satire, you need to question your priorities, but on Saturdays, I'll give you a roundup of the best moments from each week. Today's episode, The Wrap-Up, marks the 10th of October, the 284th episode of 2020, this most eminent of leap years. Holy crap, I cannot believe we're 284 days into this year. Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through news from our executive producer, Christopher D. Skinner. He'll be guesting on the show this week with his 14-year-old vocabulary, with celebrity Andy Zaltzman, and also with a guest host, me, Alice Fraser. That's right, I'm one of the guests this week. It's very exciting for me to be talking to the Alice Fraser from the other dimension. She's much more successful and glamorous than I am. But we start proceedings with Monday's episode, which is episode number 279, as Manly Man Among Men, James Nokise reported on something being not quite right there with communists in an episode which contained some very equable Alice Fraser jokes.
They're out there.
What?
That's what we've heard somewhere. Look, there's definitely some. They come in variations. I don't think we talk enough about. There's the Chinese communists. I don't know much about them, but I have an Australian uncle who swears something's going on there. The Russian communists, and they're
that's the best summation of Chinese government I've ever heard. Something's going on.
You've got to really say it with an Australian accent. Something's going on here.
Oh yeah, a million Uyghurs in detention camps. It's a bit sus.
Something we don't know. Don't know, mate. What do you know, Uncle? Don't know, mate. Something's going on here. Okay, good.
And now to Tuesday, episode 280, when Christopher D. Skinner, eminent executive producer of The Last Post, dropped by to tell us how sex is satirising what is going on in the world in 2020. Let's consider that episode R-rated. The episode also featured some saucy jokes from the brilliant Alice Fraser.
The fruity finish is number three, where at the point of climax, you shake and open a can of fizzy pop right over your sensitive sex bits. It delivers an enormous orgasm. But then you have to leave it there unwashed for days. This is a satire on wasteful food shopping and the lunacy of instant gratification. I mean, I actually do recommend this one.
I mean, it's amazing to me how many of these satirical sex combinations are couched in the conceptual terminology of 14-year-old boys trying to impress each other at a boarding school.
Hi.
On Wednesday's episode, which was episode number 281, celebrity Andy Zaltzman exercised his freedom to talk to you about liberty and freedom in a thing we like to call libertarian news. And who's going to stop us? As you'd expect, Wednesday's episode contains some free and easy comedy from the brilliant Alice Fraser.
Clearly, you can quibble with how the government has gone about the crisis and the issue of freedom, what freedom it has curtailed, why they've curtailed them, the looks on their faces whilst they've been doing it. I think you can quibble with that, certainly. Also, the government's associated freedoms from the burdens of governmental scrutiny, from shame, from responsibility, from sense, their freedom from having to show they're working, their enthusiastically expressed freedom from possessing a basic reserve of entry-level organisational competence, and their freedom, of course, to absolutely f*** everything up.
On Thursday's episode number 282, the guest was me. Yes, that's it. Alice Fraser invited me, the Alice Fraser in your dimension, onto the show to explain the absolute shitshow state of American politics here. So tune in from that. Naturally, the episode, as well as featuring some great jokes from me, featured some brilliant jokes from Alice Fraser.
What we can be sure of is that when a society agrees in a completely bipartisan way that their institutions are lying to them and only disagree on why, you have reached a stage of decay in social norms that, no matter how sick the man ostensibly in charge of it might be, indicates that your nation's capacity to govern itself is on its f***ing knees. It is a very different thing to have a legitimate disagreement about governments in the face of a problem. Sometimes there are many ways to solve the same problem, or no good ways to solve a problem, and you just have to apply some underlying principle. But when you cannot even agree on the nature and quality of reality, you are so f***.
And to wrap up the week, celebrity and party animal Andrew Zaltzman returned with tips on how to keep the party going for the rest of 2020. Needless to say, this episode also concluded some real icebreaker jokes from Alice Fraser.
This new thing of solo speed partying, in which you are allowed to have a 90-second party on your own in a special pod, and they've actually converted the old phone boxes that are still there from the days before people had their own mobile phones. I don't know if you remember back that far, that we used to stand in a box and talk down a wire. It seems ridiculous now. But they're turning them into individual mono discos. So you pay a pound and you get 90 seconds in the old phone box, just, bopping out, having a drink, and chatting up someone imaginary. So, at least...
Isn't that TikTok?
Well, yeah, it's TikTok, but physical. But, you get out of the house to do it, which is good. Obviously, the pod then has to be disinfected and destroyed afterwards to make sure that it's safe.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And finally, as you love Andrew Zaltzman so much, your exclusive bonus content this week comes from the man himself. He had so much chat to give that we kept some aside for you to enjoy today, like leftovers from a delicious meal.
What have I been working on? Well, not been working on a lot. Been involved in a legal battle, actually, because I was dropped from the official list of celebrities. Because it works on a rolling year-to-year basis. And there's a kind of churn rate of about 16 to 20% every year. So it's renewed every November, start of November. So you can get, you know, if you're a new celebrity, you get a bit of a build up to Christmas. And I'd, for some reason, I've been dropped off the list. I don't know.
Heartbreaking.
Well, it was. I don't know if it's because my DVD sold literally no copies. But, you know, I mean, people clearly don't buy DVDs anymore. And the title of this DVD was Don't Buy This DVD, and I priced it at £100. It was more a work of art. But the thing is, people don't really see beyond the sales figures in the world that I move in. So I was dropped off the list for the first time since 2007. But I appealed, and I'm back on the list. But I am going to have to humiliate myself in at least three television programmes in the next 12 months to stay on it next year, I think. So the pressure's on. Pressure's on a bit.
I mean, that is incredible. But you're always very innovative in your television shows that you choose to do. You really are the David Attenborough of pointless reality shit.
Yes. Well, I mean, thanks. You know, I mean, it's nice to be a national treasure of pointlessness. And you say pointless reality shit. I mean, is that not what David Attenborough himself has specialised in? Because, you know, his wildlife reality. What is the point of that when all species end up going extinct? So
yes, what is life on our planet but the Kardashians go shopping?
Why would you say that is more pointless than me doing, you know, celebrity egg colouring? Or can you sit on a bench for 48 hours? Which was not a great watch, I'll admit. But, you know, what, I mean, why is that more pointless than Attenborough watching zebras having sex with each other?
My favourite bit about the can you sit on a bench for 48 hours was how they kept cutting to you post hoc in studio commenting on your internal state during various periods of the bench sitting.
Yeah.
You really good pieces to camera there.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing was that it didn't start out as that show. I just, I was just being filmed, as I tend to be, and I ended up sitting on a bench. I got lost in a train of thought, and 2 days later I was still there, and some of a crowd had built up around the bench, so they thought, well, we've got TV hit in our hands here. So quite a lot of big celebs have lined up to do it over the next 12 months, actually. I think it could be the big hit of 2021, is celebrities sitting on a bench for 48 hours.
Well, I'm certainly ready for some people to be doing nothing for a little while.
Yeah, we've got Beyonce. She's agreed to sit on a bench for 48 hours. The former snooker player, Steve Davis, is going to sit on a bench with a snooker cue. So watch this space.
I will. Coming up today,
Nadia Comaneci as well. And for a gymnast, even though she's obviously a bit past it as a gymnast, but to sit down for 48 hours, that's going to be tricky, isn't it? She's going to have to fight. Very. That's going to be quite the psychological side of that, watching Comaneci fight the urge to, you know, just like leap over the back of the bench and do like a handspring back onto the bench. I think that'll be possibly the best one.
Thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post today. Presumably you've already subscribed to the feed, but if not, please do so right this second. What have you been waiting for? If you've missed any episode, there's still time to make it right. They're right here in the feed, all ready for your ears, mind and heart. And if you like them, why not share them among your friends, among your social media platforms, among anyone who you might think would enjoy it. It does make a difference. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's ALLITERATIVE, or also at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and to join the brilliant community of excellent people who like my work. You can subscribe there for free downloads of all of my specials and for all the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in both dimensions. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.